from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraqi troops battling in Ramadi. Iraqi troops battled Tuesday in the center of Ramadi in their latest push to reclaim the city from Islamic State militants. Sabah al-Numani, a spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service, said the fighting was happening in neighborhoods surrounding a government complex with support from the Air Force. The loss of Ramadi in May was a major setback for the Iraqi government and the army. The effort to retake the city, located 100 kilometers west of the capital, has taken months, with fighting on the outskirts and work to cut off militant supply lines running into Ramadi. Iraqi forces have been backed by a U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State targets from the air as they try to recapture the large areas of northern and western territory the militants seized in mid-2014. In the past 10 days, coalition warplanes have carried out more than 30 airstrikes in the Ramadi area. Six American service members were killed Monday by a suicide bomber riding a motorbike near Bagram Air Base, an attack claimed by the Taliban. It is the highest death toll among U.S. personnel in months. Christopher Snedden, a South Asia analyst from the Asia-Pacific Center for Security Studies, the attack comes amid reports of Taliban forces closing in or having captured Sangin District in southern Helmand province.
There's a very well-known Pakistani journalist called Ahmed Rashid, who's written a lot about the Taliban in Afghanistan, who's now claiming that the Afghan regime is in total panic over the Taliban's current offensive, and that it's not improbable the Taliban may come back, and if they are to capture Helmand, then that would be part of that particular comeback, I suppose, because that, again, is their heartland, and it will be very difficult for the Afghan forces to retake that.
This is VOA News. The Burkina Faso government has issued an international arrest warrant for ousted leader Blaise Compaoré for his alleged role in the 1987 killing of former President Thomas Sankara. Mr. Compaoré, ousted in October of 2014, popular uprising after trying to extend his 27-year rule, is living in exile in Ivory Coast. Mr. Sankara's death brought Mr. Compaoré to power. The International Organization for Migration says the number of migrants and refugees entering Europe in 2015 has gone over the 1 million mark, the largest influx of its kind since the end of World War II. The Geneva-based organization issued figures Tuesday showing 1,005,504 migrants from Africa and the Middle East have crossed into the continent by a combination of irregular land and sea routes, a fourfold increase from 2014. Refugees from Syria, which has been torn apart by a five-year-old civil war and has left over 200,000 people dead and millions more displaced. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, Monday said this year's refugee crisis has underscored the growing issue of mass migration.
Now that the refugee questions are in the center of the international debate, we need to see how we can mobilize the international community in order to be able not only to provide adequate humanitarian aid for displaced populations, but also to support the countries hosting them.
Speaking Monday in Geneva, Mr. Guterres said countries need to provide decent living conditions and conflicts creating the refugee exodus must be resolved. Heavy smog on Tuesday shrouded the capitals of the world's two most populous countries. Air quality monitoring stations in Beijing and New Delhi displayed readings far exceeding the threshold for the highest category hazardous level. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
The Chinese capital on Monday and Tuesday was under its second-ever pollution red alert, prompting Beijing's metropolitan government to close or curtail operations at factories, pull half the vehicles off the capital's roads, and close schools. The issuing of red alerts, however, does not mean Beijing's air is actually more polluted than it has been in the past, says Yanzong Huang, senior fellow for global health at the Council on Foreign Relations.
That the municipal government decided to issue the red alert to justify more radical measures to control the pollution level.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
A high pollution alert also prompted Iranian authorities in Tehran to close all schools for 2 days from Sunday. Belgian police have detained five people following 2 days of raids connected to last month's Paris attacks that killed 130 people. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.